Uncertainty in Greece tends to get investors thinking nervously about other weak European economies, like, say, Portugal, which we'll discuss next. Today is the first anniversary of the more than $100 billion bailout that Portugal received from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. Portugal, of course, also faces austerity measures. Lauren Freire reports on the results 1 year later.
In Portugal, austerity has meant up to a 30% pay cut for civil servants like doctors and teachers, higher fees for medical care, and labor reforms that let companies fire workers more easily. The government just cut 4 public holidays from the calendar to save money. The Fitch Ratings Agency says Portugal's made a promising start at fixing its economy, and there's little sign of any anti-austerity revolt, says economist Pedro Pita Baroche at Lisbon's Nova School of Business.
There are a few voices from the leftist parties mainly, claiming that we should revise things, but no real alternative. Most people don't feel like they want the same road that Greece is going.
But Portugal may be at the mercy of Greece and the market's reaction to uncertainty there. An editorial in Portugal's main business daily says shockwaves from a possible Greek exit from the euro could hit Portugal violently. And if that happens, Portugal could need more help to stay afloat, says another economist, Pedro Lanes, at the University of Lisbon.
Probability is above 50% now. So we're much closer to a second bailout now than we were 6 months ago.
Portuguese leaders deny that, but unemployment is more than 15%, and the economy continues to shrink. Portugal didn't have a housing boom and bust, but it's always had relatively low productivity. Now its industries are struggling against a flood of Asian imports. The Portuguese people are paying higher taxes and have reduced consumption. They're willing to sacrifice. But the EU recently warned they may now have to do even more. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire.